after a tense silence. Reg grudgingly acknowledged the comment by turning his head in her direction.
I take it you have another explanation, prisoner Vela?
The Force, Tahiri replied. A powerful presence has entered the debris field. One I haven't felt here before.
A powerful presence? Reg scoffed. And that would mean what, precisely?
Sith,
Jag said, trying to ignore the cold knot that had begun to form in his stomach. He turned to Tahiri.
Is that what you're suggesting?
Tahiri hesitated, her eyes fixed on the bridge display as the image returned to normal. Two of the kilometer-long massives had been reduced to a collection of red glowing boulders, and there was nothing of the Star Ranger to be seen. Finally, she said,
I certainly feel a darkness, but whether it's Sith...
Her gaze shifted toward the forward viewport, beyond which the shattered moon appeared to be little more than a tiny ball of flame at the convergence point of a steady stream of turbolaser strikes.
All I can say is that whoever's out there, they are strong in the Force. Very strong.
And still alive.
The remark came from directly behind Tahiri, where Jag's Chiss aide and bodyguard, Ashik, was standing.
You feel that as well?
Tahiri nodded.
I do.
Most impressive, prisoner Vela,
Reg said dryly.
With you aboard, one wonders why we need sensor crews at all.
I was wondering that before the prisoner spoke, Admiral,
Jag said, putting a little Durasteel in his voice. He could understand Reg's indignation at having Tahiri walking free aboard the Bloodfin, but her Jedi abilities were too useful at the moment to leave her locked in the brig, and it was time for Reg to recognize that.
Had she been sitting at a sensor station, perhaps she would have spotted the infiltrator before it was silhouetted against the debris field.
As Jag spoke, Reg's aide returned and whispered something into the Admiral's ear. The look of puzzlement that came to Reg's face quickly changed to one of vindication, and he turned back to Jag with a look approaching defiance.
I doubt it would have made any difference who was at the sensor station's head of state.
Reg pointed to a holopad in the fleet admiral's salon at the back of the bridge, then said,
The Star Ranger seems to be using a new form of jamming technology. If you would care to join me, I'll explain.
By the time Jag and the others had retreated into the salon, the tactical hologram of the Exodo 2 planetary system was already on display. The image portrayed an outer shell of designator symbols, beginning with the letters ISS, for Imperial Sinar Sentinel, surrounding a mottled green and black sphere. Save for the lack of clouds, the planet looked identical to the world Jag saw every night outside his stateroom window. The task force hanging in orbit where the moon Borleo used to be was a knot of designator symbols too tangled to read. Reg nodded, and his aide pointed a remote control at the holopad. A moment later, a circle of perhaps 30 ISS symbols dissolved into static.
The time scale has been compressed 1,000-fold,
Reg explained.
Every second on the holo represents a little over a quarter hour in real time.
The static circle continued to expand for a couple of moments, then quickly began to shrink and elongate in the direction opposite Exodo 2's spin. Within 3 seconds, about three-quarters of a standard real-time hour, the circle had narrowed into a short, slender band that was traveling around the planet toward the task force.
The static resulted from an energy flash that traveled along this route, temporarily blinding sensors,
Reg's aide explained.
At the time, the reconnaissance officers attributed it to a solar flare and didn't worry about it.
Which is a very bad mistake, and one they had better not make again.
Jag said. He turned to Tahiri.
Would you care to explain what we're seeing?
Of course, head of state.
Tahiri's gaze remained fixed on the holo.
It's a force flash.
A force flash, prisoner Vela?
Reg said.
I'm afraid you'll need to define the term for those of us who aren't on intimate terms with members of the Jedi Order.
It's a counter-surveillance technique,
Jag said, doing the explaining himself.
The Jedi use it to temporarily blind security cams and intrusion alarms. On the vids, it looks like a minor glitch.
Tahiri nodded.
Exactly. But this one...
She fell silent as the hologram changed scales to depict the inner cordon of the blockade
and then she turned to face Jag. This one is very powerful. Even Grandmaster Skywalker isn't strong enough to blind a picket boat sensors at those kinds of ranges.
If you're trying to tell us it was no Jedi piloting that Star Ranger, there's no need, Jag said. I have it on good authority that the Jedi like Dala even less than I do at the moment.
This drew a polite laugh, no more, from the staff officers. But Tahiri's expression remained serious.
Actually, Head of State Vel, what I'm trying to suggest is that the pilot can't be Sith either.
She pointed at the hologram, which now showed the designator symbols of 6 destroyers and 30 escort vessels arrayed around the shattered remnants of the moon Borleo. Fully half of the vessels were engulfed in static.
Not with enough strength to blind that many starships.
Jag saw the fear come into her eyes and knew what she was thinking. Go ahead and say it, Tahiri, he said. Admiral Rej will need to know.
Very well,
Tahiri swallowed, then said,
I think we found Abeloth.